Now we'll turn to some news from the world of sports. Now, it's not quite as rare as viewing a solar eclipse, but most baseball fans measure the time between seeing a triple play in years. And getting to see one live? Well, you could be a season ticket holder, attend dozens of games a year for many years, and never see one unfold. So the lucky folks at Fenway Park last night will be saving their ticket stubs after watching the Boston Red Sox turn their first triple play in 6 years in a wild 10-4 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. A number of pieces have to fall into place for a triple killing, and they all did in the top of the fourth inning with runners on first and second and nobody out. Yadier Molina stepped to the plate, hit a ground ball to third, putting the play in motion. Rookie sensation Rafael Devers, who's been so good hitting the ball since being called up to the bigs, was the critical actor on defense on this one, gathering up the ball and calmly taking a couple of steps backward to touch third base for out number one. He then made a throw to second base for out number two, and with the slow-footed catcher Molina running, the other factor you need to usually have in a triple play, out number three was secured on a relay throw to first. Rick Porcello was the beneficiary of that defensive gem and went on to win his third consecutive start after going more than a month without a win. But the real help he got was in the following fifth inning when the Red Sox had batters coming to the plate like they were on a conveyor belt, churning out eight hits and eight runs to build up a 9-0 lead and put the game away. Henley Ramirez smacked a two-run double off the monster with the bases loaded, and just about every batter in the lineup kept getting RBI singles. St. Louis starter Mike Leake was mercifully lifted in the middle of the onslaught, but his relief corps couldn't stop the bleeding until eight runs had crossed the plate. The Red Sox will try to sweep the brief two-game series with Eduardo Rodriguez getting the start tonight against Lance Lynn for St. Louis. Now, the win was necessary for the Red Sox to maintain their 4.5-game lead over the New York Yankees for first place in the AL East, as the Yanks got a scare in the ninth inning but held on to beat the New York Mets 5-4 in the Bronx. Gary Sanchez and Jacoby Ellsbury homered for the Yankees, and Sonny Gray finally got his first win in a Yankee uniform since being acquired from the Oakland A's at the trading deadline. Gray was excellent, outdueling a very good pitcher in the Mets' Jacob deGrom. He gave up just four singles before being lifted in the seventh inning, and the Yankees took a 5-2 lead into the ninth. But if there is concern for the Yankees right now, it might be the struggles of their hard-throwing closer, Aroldis Chapman, who didn't break but most certainly did bend, yielding an infield single and then giving up a two-run home run to Mets rookie Amon Rosario to make it a 5-4 game. Yankees fans were no doubt wondering if Chapman would blow another save as he did against the Red Sox last weekend, giving up a game-tying home run to Rafael Devers in the ninth. But Chapman did get the final two outs of the game despite straining his hamstring a bit while covering first base on one play. Chapman said after the game he didn't think it was a serious injury, but Yankees manager Joe Girardi does have other relievers on his squad with experience as a closer, and I would not be surprised if he turns to David Robertson or Dylan Betances to come on in the ninth inning the next time the Yankees are trying to preserve a lead and nail down a win. The Tampa Bay Rays have counted on the long ball this season, and they did so again to snap their four-game losing skid in a 6-4 win over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Lucas Duda and Wilson Ramos went yard to back Blake Snell, who went six innings to get his first win of the season for Tampa Bay. Marco Estrada took the loss for Toronto. He's just 5-8 on the season. In Miami last night, the Marlins lost 9-4 to the San Francisco Giants. But for Marlins fans, rumor has it there actually are some, they really couldn't care less about the final score. They were there to see if Marlins superstar Giancarlo Stanton could keep his remarkable home run streak going, and he did not disappoint. Stanton hit his 44th home run of the year and sixth in the past six games. And with 44 games left in the regular season, the slugger has a very good shot at becoming just the fourth player in baseball history to hit more than 61 home runs in a single season, which would launch him over Roger Maris into the company of Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, and Barry Bonds. And there are plenty of baseball fans who would immediately attach an asterisk to the totals of that controversial trio, while Stanton has no such performance-enhancing suspicions surrounding his current streak of long ball lore. Finally, in the New York Penn League All-Star Game in Troy, New York last night, the Southern All-Stars beat their Northern counterparts 5-2.